today on Real Radio.
Whatever your opinion is of him, I base the president based on performance. Look, I already have a savior, and the president of the United States is not it. Jesus is my savior. I'm not looking to vote for the Messiah. The Messiah is not running for office, for crying out loud.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 2, continues a series now called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for being with us today as we head towards the end of Isaiah. We've seen the hand of God over everything that's happening in both Isaiah's time and in the time when Jesus was here on earth in bodily form. But what becomes even more clear is God's unrelenting love for us. He not only gave us His Son as a sacrifice for our sins, but He gave us the hope of Christ's return, when He'll rule and reign and bring His form of justice to the world. In part 1 of Isaiah chapter 59, we learned that the world is searching for what's real in all the wrong places. God came to earth to reveal Himself first to Israel and then to the rest of the world. He is the only answer to what is real and what is relevant in our lives. If we allow ourselves to be caught up in the ways of the world, we'll never be satisfied. Jesus, as our Savior, is the only pathway towards fulfillment. So today on day 2 of this lesson, Pastor Jack goes through the tribulation period. This is a time period when the Antichrist will deceive the world through a false sense of security and prosperity during the first 3.5 years. Everything is lining up for these end time events. But the time is right now to decide who to put your faith and trust in. And now continuing his lesson called What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 2, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Someone's going to arise out of the Western nations of the ancient Roman Empire in the last days. And whoever this person is, the Bible says there's going to be 10 key leaders that will arise, 10 of them. And out of the 10, there's going to be a stranger, as it were. The Bible says he's actually like an unsuspected intruder. He's among the 10, but he's the 11th. He's among the 10. He comes in among the 10 leaders that are going to dominate the European governments of the last days, and he's going to pop up amongst them. The Bible says that he's basically insignificant, but as he rises, he'll take down 4 of the key leaders that are among the 10. He destroys them with his words. And the Bible says that he's cunning. The Bible says that he has a way with the economies of the nations and peace. He's able to broker peace and the economies. Listen. And through that, it says, the Bible says that by prosperity and by peace, he will deceive the world. Let's look, think. This is amazing. The world just wants money and to be left alone. Just give me money and leave me alone. And the Bible says this man will promise that and he will produce it. How does he produce it? The Bible says, again, that he will meet up with Israel and its leaders and Israel's neighbors. And he will make a peace treaty. I'm curious how sharp you guys are on this. He will create a peace treaty, and on paper, it will be a peace treaty for how many years? 7 years. And everybody, for the first 3.5 years, the world will be at peace and prosperity. The first 3.5 years will be absolute devastation through deception. A lot of people will say, oh no, the first 3.5 years are good, they're good, and we don't have to worry about that. The first 3.5 years are demonically deceptive by peace and prosperity, brokered, engineered by none other than Satan himself, who the Bible says will enter into this man's body, will possess his mind. You know him as the Antichrist in the scripture. The Bible says he's going to arise. Now look, please don't read anything into this. I believe that person, I personally believe, I can't prove it, I don't care, who cares? I believe that guy's alive somewhere today. I don't think he's walking around like Man, I hope nobody discovers I'm the Antichrist. You know, I don't think he combs his hair and he hits little horns in the back of his head. I don't think, you know, he takes his shoes off, he's got cloven feet. I don't think he knows what his destiny is. I don't think he knows that. The Bible seems to suggest that he's almost surprised by the whole thing himself. But he's going to deceive the world. Why? Number one, the world is going to need money, and the world's going to need peace. Something's going to happen, church. Are we ever going to get to the book of Isaiah? I don't know. It's all, does this make, are you, is, okay, so now don't, I'm going to show you a picture. I'm not saying anything. I'm going to give you an example of something. Okay, so let's see the first slide. Watch this. No, watch. Listen carefully. It's not what you think. If the Antichrist is going to, in 3.5 years of coming to power, swoon the world by his economic genius and ability to broker peace with Israel and its neighbors. Notice skeptic in the house. Notice that the Bible says that this Antichrist man that's coming is going to create a peace treaty, not with Peru and Canada. It's with Israel and its neighborhood. That ought to make you sit up. Now, what's my point to this slide? Donald Trump has been in office for just over 2 years. Contrary to CNN and MSLSD and all of these other programs that just can't cope with reality, they all need doctors. It is irrelevant what you think about Donald Trump, completely irrelevant, whatever your opinion is of him. And I would think maybe, I don't know, maybe it's a personal thing. For me, it's not personal. I base a president based on performance. Watch this. Look, I already have a savior, and the president of the United States is not it. Jesus is my savior. I'm not looking to vote for the Messiah. The Messiah is not running for office, for crying out loud. I'm just talking about politics here. Okay, watch this. Trump is the unsung hero of the world economy. You know, I don't like that. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. Even CNBC had to report it. I encourage you to go look at the finance ministers of the world and their comments. I guess I should be a little bit more accurate. If you look at most of the comments by the finance ministers of the nations of the world, read their comments, and I submit to you the finance minister of Japan, for one. Talk to Angela Merkel in Germany. Talk to May in England, Great Britain. The nations where his economic policies are not working, and you can read them, by the way, it's China, Iran, and Russia. In Venezuela, in Syria, Syria is not even a country anymore. So it all depends on what side of the stick you're on this one. The nations of the world have learned in just 2 years, you better be on the good side of this guy. Because when it comes to the economy, he knows what he's doing. Why are you saying this? Because whatever he's done is nothing compared to what the Antichrist is going to do. This is my point. Donald Trump's not the Antichrist. When the Antichrist comes, the world right now thinks they're dazzled and they're doing better. Can you imagine when this man comes on the scene who is possessed by Satan? Apparently, Satan's a really good liar. He's going to be a really good policymaker, and apparently Satan really knows how to make money. And the nations of the world are going to get so plump and happy that he's going to be, in fact, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, it's all going to go to his head. Because it says that in the midst, in fact, it says 1,260 days after he signs the 7-year contract with Israel of peace. At the 1,260th day. What, church, listen, why does the Bible say 1,260th day? because the Jews are going to be able to know what day the guy was sworn into office. It's going to be news. So I'm making it up. Oh, wow, November 1st, the guy became, or he made the peace treaty. Woo, let's celebrate. The Bible says start counting from that day. It'll be 1,260 days that on that day, he will go to Jerusalem, and the Bible says he's going to visit the temple. You say, well, Jack, gotcha. There's no temple. She's ahead of me. Israel has made the temple garments for the priests. Many of us have seen with our own eyes the actual gold menorah that's in Jerusalem. It's already made. It's about that high. Seven lampstands gold menorah. All of the implements taken from the book of Leviticus have been remade out of pure silver. It's all sitting, waiting at the Temple Institute in Jerusalem. There is no temple, you're right. But the Bible says, and recently a confirmed by the rabbi, head rabbi of Jerusalem, confirmed, you can look at it later if you don't know what this is all about, a red heifer has been born that is perfect. If you say, what? You can't have a temple in Jerusalem, according to the book of Leviticus, unless you have a red heifer that you can burn as a sacrifice and take its pure ashes and then sanctify the implements in the temple for worship. And a red heifer has been confirmed by the Jewish leadership. My point is this. This man is going to stand in the temple and he's going to announce to the world, 2 Thessalonians 2, I'm God. That's how I've been able to do all this stuff. Now you say, nobody would do that. People do it all the time. For those who, are any of you in college right now? Raise your hand if you're in school. Anybody? Don't be shy. It's okay. All right. I don't know if you're exposed to this or not. It depends on what discipline you're studying in school, but in some courses, in paleontology, for example, anthropology, people will talk about evolution. And they're going along the best they can because it's a religion. They're just doing the best they can. But there's been an outer fringe that's been making its way closer toward the center. Do you know what it is? It's the theory, the next theory of evolution is we're not going to grow. We're not going to grow a cell phone out of our hand. We're not going to evolve into a... The next evolutionary move is not like this. There are those that used to be on the fringe that have made their way in that say that the next evolutionary move will not be in thousands of years or millions of years. It will be in an instantaneous second. It will be in a nanosecond of time. What is it? It's man's next move. And it's man's next evolutionary move will be deification. From a monkey? From goop? What's the old saying? From the ooze? From the goo? From the goo? From the goo to the zoo to you. And then now the thing is, we will reach a point where we will create a cyborg type of half human evolutionary type thing. And when we throw the switch, we will actually create God by us. We will be God. We will have the cloud available in our minds. It'll be downloaded. It's available. We'll be brilliant instantly. It is a man-made type of supervised evolutionary spark. You see, that's insane. Of course it's insane. It's Romans chapter 1. It's absolutely crazy. And this man is going to be, you read Daniel chapter 2, and it will tell you things about him, will shock you. Whoever he is, the Bible says that his origins, it says that they will mingle with the seed of men. Daniel, help me out here, somebody. Daniel 2:42, maybe? You say, what is that? In the last days, something's going to happen where they, you need to find out who they are, will mingle with the sperm of man. What's going on? You can read Genesis chapter 6. The Bible tells us that this man will be brilliant. He will deceive. He will derail. Attempt to derail. He's known as the Antichrist. It's quite remarkable. We're so, how about this? Third slide. Let's look at this. This is all just backing up Bible prophecy in Isaiah 59 to the end, because we're going to end in Isaiah 66 with God's establishment of his government. Doesn't that sound refreshing? God's government. Wow. This is a Greek euro. And you see the euro, it's a two euro. We would say a $2 euro. So you see the one on the right, and you see Spain, for example, right? Do you see Great Britain to the top? You see the nations? Yeah. To the Sweden, Norway, Switzerland, all that. Okay, Italy. Okay, this is the other side of that coin. And if you can figure this out instantly. At about the 10 or 11 o'clock part, that's Europe in Greek. Okay, interesting, by the way. 12 stars around on the coin. But if you look at this, you say, well, that's nice. It's more than nice, because the Bible talks about, and this is how things work in life. If you don't know your Bible, you know what's the old saying? If you don't know history, how's it go? You're doomed to repeat it, right? So don't say it, but how many of you pretty much know where I'm going with this image? Raise your hand. Be honest in church now. Put your hands down. How many of you do not know? You're not quite sure where he's going with this. Oh, wow, this is awesome. Most of you do not know. This is good. Watch this. Okay, for those of you who know or do not know, you should know Europa. Europa is a mythological goddess. Okay, predominantly European, of course. Europa, Europe. Okay. She's known to be a woman of great beauty, great grace, great favor, in all ways, you name it, she's it. And she's known to be draped in robes. That's nothing spectacular. She's ancient. What else would you wear? And then she's riding on someone who you and I would look at that and say, well, that's just she's riding a bull. In America, you and I would say, that's a bull. And I understand that. Okay. But if you're European here tonight, you go, that's not a bull. I mean, it's a bull, but it's not a bull like you think. And if you're a European tonight, you should know who that is. Yeah, it's Zeus, the god Zeus in Greek mythology. And so what history does, or shows us, we are now in the 21st century. For whatever reason, on one of the euros is and what you don't see, whenever you have Europa and Zeus together, they're riding over the ocean. In Greek mythology, the ocean, like the Bible, by the way, Book of Revelation, Book of Daniel, the oceans or the seas represent the world and world human existence, the seas. For example, Book of Revelation, John says, I saw a great dragon rise up out of the seas represents nations. Zeus is going over the nations. He's carrying on her, on his back, Europa. Why is this important? It's important because God is always speaking to us. He says by his word, God says, I speak to you in types, and God says, I speak to you in analogies. It says this in the Hebrew prophets. So you have Zeus carrying this woman. In the last days, the Bible says in the book of Revelation that this Antichrist character, this man, the Bible says he's known as the man of sin, the man of perdition. He's referred to also as the beast, and he has someone who works with him. The other beast, the book of Revelation says, who's none other than this demonic trinity. There's the false prophet, who's a religious leader that the Bible says the Antichrist uses, and that religious leader is depicted as a woman in the Bible with robes riding on the back of a beast. And the Bible says that when that beast is done using her, the religious entity, I believe personally, my persuasion, I believe that it is a picture, Europa, is in Greek mythology, seems so innocent, but why does the book of Revelation describe someone who looks just like that? What's that all about? Could it be that the spirit world just recycles things? Could it be that if you don't know history, you're doomed to repeat it? Is God saying something? Doesn't the Bible say that God spoke and revealed the gospel to Abraham in the stars? How's that? God is always speaking.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a message called What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 2. We're so glad you took the time to join us today. And if you're still struggling to find some meaning in this world, God is with you. He is the answer to what's real and what's relevant in your life. What is Real, What is Relevant, Part 2 is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah, a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before the day he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. Many of you know now that Pastor Jack has a YouTube channel called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. But did you know that one of those video series is titled Q&A? Each episode poses a particular question that Pastor Jack has been asked the most. Questions like, is our confidence in God supposed to grow? And how do we prepare to give a defense for our faith? Also, what is required of us to be a follower of Christ, and when does the Bible allow divorce? Even questions like, why is it important to refrain from random speech, and is gossip a sin? Or maybe you're concerned about whether or not God judges our works, or how to overcome worry. There are a lot of Q&A episodes to choose from, along with so many other video series from Pastor Jack like Engage the Culture, Bible Prophecy, or All About Your Salvation. So head on over to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel. He's got over 500 videos to choose from. And don't forget to tap that notification button to catch all the latest episodes that Pastor Jack has to share with us. You can also access Pastor Jack's videos by downloading the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet, or visit us at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our phone number, if you should need it, is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-777-2346. Also, the address, P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Radio.